With David Hyde, I'm Steve Scherr. This is The Record.
And this weekend, the Seattle Shakespeare Company opens a new production of an old play. It's The Importance of Being Earnest, written back in 1894 by Oscar Wilde.
The Importance of Being Earnest is a comedy of manners about two men who fall in love with different women. Both of these women want to be involved with men named Earnest. You can guess what happens with that. A 2002 film version starred Colin Firth and Rupert Everett as the two men.
In a clip from the film, Everett wants to meet up with his lady love, so he tries to get out of a family dinner with his Aunt Augusta, played by Dame Judi Dench.
My poor friend Bunbury is very ill again. They seem to think I should be with him.
Very strange. This Mr. Bunbury seems to suffer from curiously bad health.
Oh, yes, poor Bunbury is a dreadful invalid.
Well, I must say, Algy, I think it is high time Mr. Bunbury made up his mind whether he was going to live or die. The shilly-shallying with the question is absurd. I should be much obliged if you would ask Mr. Bunbury from me to be kind enough not to have a relapse next Saturday. It is my last reception, and I rely on you to arrange my music for me.
You know Oscar Wilde, but how much do you actually know about the man? Wilde was convicted on morals charges and imprisoned for 2 years, also one of the most successful British playwrights of the late 19th century.
Victor Pappas directs Seattle Shakespeare Company's new production of the Oscar Wilde play, The Importance of Being Earnest. Our colleague Marcy Silman asked the stage director how audiences received Oscar Wilde's play when it first opened back in 1894.
It was his fourth success. He had written three other plays that are called the Society plays, which are A Woman of No Importance, Lady Windermere's Fan, and An Ideal Husband. An Ideal Husband also was playing in 1895. The two of them were the biggest hits on the London stage.
So here's this Irish-born, Oxford-educated playwright who has hits. He's, you know, sort of the toast of the London stage, right?
Yeah.
What was his personal life like at this time?
Well, interestingly enough, he had a family. He had a wife and two children, and they were a very close family. And he loved them very much. And it wasn't until he met Lord Alfred Douglas, well, shortly before he met Lord Alfred Douglas, a good friend of his, a younger friend of his, we don't know who seduced whom, but sexual activity began with men. And it was at first very romantic, and when he got involved with Lord Alfred Douglas, who was quite a bit younger than he, that activity became not only their relationship, but they would often go out and hire what were called rent boys and have orgiastic sort of experiences, probably not quite as wild as the word orgy implies, but certainly, you know, illicit paid for relations with other people.
And is this where the legal problems began?
The legal problem began really because Lord Alfred Douglas, who was known as Bosie, was the son of the Marquess of Queensberry. The Marquess of Queensberry is the guy who invented the rule book of boxing, and he was something of a hothead. And Lord Alfred Douglas, Bosie's older brother, was rumored to be having an affair with the Prime Minister of England. The Marquess of Queensberry was furious over this and was embarrassed. You know, it was a horrible, horrible situation for the family. So when he saw Bosie spending so much time with Oscar Wilde, who he viewed as a pervert, he got angry. And the legal problems began when, first of all, the Marquess of Queensberry came to Wilde's house and threatened him. Wilde threw him out. He then went to Wilde's club and left a card, his card, and on it he wrote to Oscar Wilde posing as a sodomite. Wilde sued him for libel, assuming that nobody would ever testify against a gentleman. Queensberry brought in all of these witnesses to testify to the fact that Wilde actually had been engaged in homosexual activity. So Wilde lost that case and then was prosecuted for sodomy, for gross indecency. In that trial, I believe it was the judge was somebody who had hated Wilde, knew him from their Oxford days, hated him. So he lost that case. And when he lost that case, he could have at that time, I believe there was a retrial. which he also lost. But they brought in all of these boys who testified against him, you know, and said what he had been doing, which he had been doing, but he just had assumed that nobody would ever testify to such things in a court.
And he went to jail.
He was imprisoned at hard labor for 2 years in Reading Jail, and that really broke him. He sustained an ear infection, I think it was, while he was in prison that later on was the cause of his death.
It's so amazing to hear this story because here's this highly successful, creative human being who wasn't just creating things. They were being produced and they were commercially successful.
Yeah.
He was very famous. And then to hear about sort of this really sad personal decline.
Yeah.
I mean, is that part of the mystique that lingers around him 100-some years later?
I think so. I mean, first of all, he had been a controversial figure even before the success. You know, he had written The Picture of Dorian Gray, which was a scandalous book in its day, and he had written the play Salome, which also was a great scandal. So there were sort of mixed feelings about him all along. He, I think, stayed very true to himself, you know, through all of this, really stayed who he was. But I do think that the fall of someone from that great a height to as low as he went and you know, died at, I think he was 45 years old in exile. It's really sad because of the fact that had there not been those sodomy laws, had there not been the gross indecency law, he would not have had the fall that he had.
Artistically, switching gears,
yeah.
You have directed work about him and by him,
yeah.
And now you are again directing The Importance of Being Earnest. Why does this still stand up as a work of theater?
I think one reason is that it is genuinely funny. There is a wonderfully serious core to the thing, but the way the characters look at life is so slightly twisted that it's constantly surprising you.
Stepping one step back even from that, when you look at the sort of state of theater in 2014, where is Wilde's place?
I think Wilde's place is secure. I think he will continue to be produced. I think, in fact, you know, there was a great revival of interest in his other society plays back in the 90s. Particularly An Ideal Husband, which I have to say, it's a very interesting thing. An Ideal Husband, actually all of his society plays are about people with secrets. And I think that's partly why they're always going to work, because people always are going to have secrets. And to be able to see them handled on a stage, either through great wit or with great sympathy, which is the other thing that he does in the other society plays, really, I think, speaks true and will continue to.
That's Victor Pappas. He directs Seattle Shakespeare Company's new production of the Oscar Wilde play, The Importance of Being Earnest. It opens tomorrow night. He spoke with Marcy Silman.